to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The word's out that he hasn't paid any taxes for 10 years. Let him prove that he has paid taxes, because he hasn't.
Majority Leader Harry Reid reiterated an unsubstantiated charge he's made in recent days.
We're talking about Mitt Romney's secret tax returns. And Harry Reid is now the one that has to put up or shut up. When Mitt Romney could shut up Harry Reid.
Harry Reid really has to put up or shut up. All right. So, Harry, who are your sources?
There's Senator Harry Reid, Fox News' Mike Emanuel, MSNBC's Lawrence O'Donnell, and Mitt Romney. Just a small sampling of voices talking about the debate and allegations over Mitt Romney's tax returns. Presidential race is where we start this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. During a briefing, White House Press Secretary Jay Carney tried to talk about several other issues, but questions kept coming up about Senator Reid's unsubstantiated allegations that Mr. Romney hasn't paid any taxes. Here, Ed Henry from Fox and ABC's John Carl try to get Carney to explain the president's position on Mr. Reid's comments.
The charge is not just that maybe Mitt Romney paid less than a factory worker or whoever, but it's a bit more vicious than that from Harry Reid. He's saying that he didn't pay, he has an anonymous source telling him that he paid no taxes for something like 10 years. So the president's talked a lot about changing the tone in this town. Why doesn't he pick up the phone and ask Harry Reid to stop making a charge like that?
Look, again, I think the idea that people tell Harry Reid what to do is inconsistent with what everyone here understands to be.
But you can express your opinion at that. Maybe that's a little
bell. The president, you hear the president going out and talking about the important issues facing the American people every day. And he talks about it, those issues, in terms that reflect the importance of economic matters like our tax code and how our tax code, for example, currently benefits companies that ship jobs overseas. He would change that so that it just ceases encouraging investment overseas and outsourcing of jobs and encourages insourcing of investment in jobs. He talks about that in terms of, as I was saying earlier, a tax code that allows in totally legal fashion hedge fund managers to pay an effective tax rate that's significantly lower than most Americans, or many Americans, and that that is not reflective of a system that we need to have in place that helps the American middle class grow, helps enhance its security.
But that's not the charge. The charge is that Romney didn't pay taxes for 10 years. Does the White House believe that allegation?
Yeah, I would refer you to Senator Reid for I can't, the only Senator Reid knows his source, which he has discussed, and I would refer you to that. I think it is a fair point to make that this is an issue that was not originated during the general election campaign, did not start with the president's campaign or with Senator Reid. It started in a Republican primary when Governor Romney's opponents brought up this issue and the fact that Governor Romney's father began a tradition in 1968 of major candidates for president releasing multiple years of their tax returns. And that is a tradition that has been adhered to by major candidates for president ever since.
Nancy Pelosi today, before Harry Reid made a statement that is true. Somebody told him it is a fact. Do you agree with that rationale?
I haven't seen that statement, but again, I would refer you to
For 10 years, that's just a fact.
I think the president is focused on, and you hear him talk about this every day, issues that matter to the American people that have to do with both tax fairness, but also actions that we need to be taking to grow the economy, that we need to be taking to increase job creation here in the United States, that we need to take in order to bring jobs back from overseas and have companies invest here in the United States. Those are the issues the president's talking about. You'll continue to hear him talk about those issues tonight and every day when he's out there making the case to the American people about his agenda. Go ahead, John.
One more on Harry Reid. It's a simple question. Does the president think that this allegation coming from Harry Reid, without any evidence made on the Senate floor, is that below the belt? Does that cross the line?
Yeah. Again, I have not. The president has not expressed an opinion to me on this. I can tell you that the president is focused on the issues that I've just talked about.
Coming up, an analyst says the election in November will come down to two states. That's up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Pikes Peak region welcomes you back.
to the beauty of the Purple Mountain Majesty, to the adventure of the great outdoors, to world-class shops, restaurants, and hotels, to our rich history and heritage, to the events, attractions, and culture that make memories for a lifetime. Colorado Springs and the Pikes Peak region, welcome back. For more information, www.visitcos.com.
Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, working down a sweat. I'm on a construction site with Jack.
Hey, how you doing?
It's another hot day, and as always, he's in work boots.
After sweating in these for 12 hours, man, my feet itch.
That's why I'm giving Jack Gold Bond Foot Powder. The Max Strength Cooling Menthol controls odor, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Wow, that's some serious cooling.
And how about those dogs? Drying comfortable?
Extremely. Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond.
This stuff works.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We've got a program with an interest rate that's dramatically lower than the current rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage. It's called our 7-1 adjustable rate mortgage. The rate today on a 7-1 ARM is an amazing 2.625%, APR 2.94%. This incredibly low rate is locked until the year 2019. After that, it may adjust once per year. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why, for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on a 7-1 ARM is an amazing 2.625%, APR 2.94%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Adjustable rates subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License. Now 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Hey everyone, I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome because whenever Geico wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy, you know, and get roadside help and even customize it with your favorite Geico character? And I'm like, maybe. Are there going to be snacks?
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
For a while now, Exxon and Mobil have been talking about clean. But what exactly does clean mean? Well, it means all Exxon and Mobil gasoline is specifically engineered to help remove harmful deposits. It means our gasoline helps clean your intake valves, your engine runs smoother, and reduce emissions. It even means it helps improve fuel economy. At Exxon and Mobil, clean means gasoline that works smarter for you. Learn more at fuelprogress.com. Exxon and Mobil, think clean.
Talk Radio in Review and the presidential race. Host Megan Lynch and Doug McElvin talking to political analyst Paul Brandis. Brandis says that even though Romney raised more money than the president again last month, if Obama can take Ohio and Florida, that'll be the end of the race.
Both candidates adding up all the money that they were raking in, $100 million month for Mitt Romney, and then more fundraising going on for President Obama today.
Well, it's the second month in a row, in fact, that the team Romney has raked in more than $100 million. So they're going to have a pretty good war chest going into the fall. And here's something else to remember. A lot of the money that Romney has raised, he can't even spend legally until after the convention, because a lot of that money goes to the Republican nominee, and he has actually not gotten the official nomination yet. So they are sitting on this cash. And after Labor Day, guess what? If you think you've seen a ton of campaign ads on TV already, well, you haven't seen anything. There's going to be an absolute tidal wave of these starting about a month from now.
I would bet that we're going to be seeing a lot of Mitt Romney in both Florida and Ohio based on the Quinnipiac CBS New York Times poll. It shows Obama plus six in those two states. And if he wins Florida and Ohio, this is really frightening to me. This is why I don't, the Electoral College drives me nuts. If he wins Florida and Ohio, Barack Obama stays as president. So by default, you got to be almost guaranteed that Mitt Romney's going to be living in those two states over the next several months.
Well, as is the president, they're both spending. That's a very good point. I mean, you don't win elections on a national basis. You win it state by state. And the partners that I work with, University of Virginia, they say that we are down to about seven states that will decide this. Florida and Ohio, obviously two of the biggest prizes. And you're absolutely right, Doug. If the polls are right, the one last week that said Obama is plus six in both Florida and Ohio, this game is over and Obama is reelected. So no doubt Mitt Romney is going to be racking up a tons of frequent flyer miles in those states. And there are some people who say, look, this ups the pressure on him to kind of shake things up, select Marco Rubio, that you know, dashing young Hispanic senator from Florida trying to nail down that state.
And it always opens up those questions for the rest of the states as to how much do things like this disenfranchise voters around the country?
Well, if you live in the big states like California and New York and Texas, let's be honest, those states are, we already know how those states are going to vote. Obama will get California and New York, Texas, of course, is Romney country. So folks say, well, why should I even bother to vote? Well, there are local issues on the ballot as well. But from a presidential standpoint, it's absolutely true. There are really only just a handful of states that at this point are really going to decide the election. If you live in California or Dallas or Houston or even Chicago, it doesn't really matter. Those states have already decided.
Tacos, Jeff Katz here with Jared Halpern of Fox about another endorsement for Mitt Romney. This one's probably not an endorsement he's very excited about.
Jared Halpern, I know, is looking into the endorsement of Mitt Romney by Jenna Jameson very, very closely.
You got to put in the research. Listen, you don't get to where I'm at.
That's right.
By slouching off.
There are so many lines that we could use, and yet...
I mean, I learned about dressage, and now, I mean, listen, I leave no stone unturned.
And I have a feel... No, no, you know what? I can't use that line either. No, never mind.
You're going to get in trouble.
I'll tell you what. I'll tweet you a couple of the really good lines, and then you do with them whatever you want, but I got three kids, Halpern. I got to pay the bills.
All right.
But that's like the big news, though, isn't it? Mitt Romney picks up the endorsement of a porn star?
It is news. I think, you know, well, was there a porn star a few years ago in California that ran for governor?
Yeah, but she didn't endorse anybody. She just ran.
Well, I mean, but, you know, I like the getting into the politics, getting involved. You know, we need to see this civic responsibility.
That's right. Community involvement. It gives an entirely new, a new turn to the phrase community relations.
I wonder if she's going to show up on the campaign trail.
Yeah, about the same time as Mitt is featured at a Chick-fil-A.
You think she's on a short list for vice presidential picks?
She's on some list. I'll tell you that. All right. Let's move on, shall we? Because there are actually other political things. Now, has Harry Reid come forward with the unnamed source he's yet to name?
He has not.
No.
This is bad form. It seems like.
Yeah.
I mean, certainly you get accusations and stuff in politics. And I will say this, though. At some point, you wonder if the pressure gets so big that Mitt Romney does mm-hmm. have to start releasing more. I know that he's done what he's legally obligated to do.
Yeah.
But remember, there were all of these conspiracy theorists about the president's place of birth.
Yes.
And at some point, you know, as ridiculous as most people thought it was, they came out and gave the birth certificate,
mm-hmm.
right? Which
yeah.
was totally beyond anything that, you know, was appropriate or legally obligate. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So at some point, you wonder if they just want to end this conversation. And mm-hmm. the only way I see that they end the conversation is to show 10 years worth of tax returns. I don't know if they're going to do that or not.
Well, you know that they're going to show 10 years, and then the other side's going to go, aha, it was that 11th year. We knew it. Now come forward with that.
And there are people that say the birth certificates are forgery. So you're never going to satisfy everyone. There are people that don't think we landed on the moon. So, listen, I don't know how the Romney campaign is going to handle this. I think that this is an uncomfortable conversation.
Yes.
Simply because we all know how wealthy Mitt Romney is.
Right.
You don't have to begrudge the guy, but if you're trying, you know, to appear that you understand you know, every American, at some point this becomes a very difficult conversation to have, and you wonder if Harry Reid is savvy enough that he knows, listen, I'm just going to say this. You know, and maybe he does have a reliable source. I have no idea. He hasn't said who it is.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
At some point, you wonder if this is a calculated move by Democrats to get him to release more financial disclosures.
Up next, we shift to the latest on the weekend shooting in Wisconsin as charges are filed. That's next when the Talk Radio Countdown Show moves along.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption, absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8 inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk radio and talk television in review. That's our job here on the Talk Radio Review. That includes this shooting in Wisconsin. Here host Pat Campbell with Milwaukee host John Byman. They talk about the latest on the investigation, including the news media, not the FBI or police, releasing information about the shooter.
They have identified the shooter. What do we know?
Well, they, as Fox News, authorities have not identified the shooter, and the lid is on as far as authorities are concerned. The Fox News channel is identifying him this morning as Wade Page, who is an Army veteran at one time attached to Fort Bragg in North Carolina. That's all we know at this point. We're just starting to do the background on him here.
Now, is that the house, or does the residence that investigated, was that his place?
That's the assumption, but okay. It's hard to tell because he would have been renting, so we don't have that information confirmed, but we're very confident that that is the place they searched in Cudahy, which is a suburb of Milwaukee, very close to Oak Creek, where this happened.
Right. Just to give people an idea, location-wise, it's just south of Milwaukee, between Milwaukee and Racine, correct?
Yeah, it borders Milwaukee just to the south, I believe. It's just south of our airport here. I believe it points is right on Lake Michigan to the south of the city.
Okay. Getting back to the temple itself, had they had any threats? Was there any indication that they, you know, were going to be any sort of a target, or were they completely just caught off guard?
Nothing specific that I've heard, and we've asked people that, and nobody has said, there was a specific threat that was made to this temple. One of the things that we have learned, though, is we've looked into the Sikh faith itself,
right,
is that it's often confused with the Islamic faith,
right,
and so, you know, people who are upset about 9/11, upset about Muslim, and you know, we say the Islamic faith like as though they had something to do with 9/11. I know obviously it was connected with 9/11,
right.
But they had nothing to do with that. And so the FBI, though, has warned, and there have been concerns at the federal level that the Sikh faith may be targeted simply because they are often confused with the Islamic faith.
Host Bill Cunningham with Alan Gottlieb from the Second Amendment Foundation, who says new gun control laws won't prevent tragedies like what happened in Wisconsin.
I know what's going to happen today, tomorrow. What happened in Oak Creek, Wisconsin, because it was a Sikh religious facility and the alleged perpetrator is a white male in his 40s, it's going to be a nut. It had to be someone like a Loeffner. It had to be someone such as the Aurora, Colorado shooter. It had to be someone like James Holmes. It's going to be a nut job. And I see as an American the greatest threat coming from individuals who are mentally ill, not from inanimate metal objects that can't move on their own and can't do a darn thing on their own. And isn't it true that James Holmes had homemade bombs. He had other accelerants. He had improvised explosive devices. He had gasoline. He had many other methods to kill people, and his goal was to kill, and he could have done it by a lot of means and methods other than an AR-15, other than a shotgun, other than a Glock. He had many other ways of killing somebody, but the politicians want to seize upon an inanimate mental object as the problem to take away the ability of Americans not just to defend themselves, but as a bulwark against government oppression. So can you make the argument why we need no more new gun laws?
Well, yeah, I mean, I can, because gun laws don't work. I mean, we already had gun laws, and not only did the shooters in these cases get a hold of guns, but like in the Colorado situation, got a hold of bombs and accelerants and explosives, which are already illegal. Criminal mind or a crazy mind bent on this kind of damage and this kind of carnage surely doesn't care what the law says. So again, that's why gun laws don't work. And we know they don't work, and that's part of the problem. You know, I'd rather say if there was somebody in the movie theater who had a firearm to protect themselves, or in this church, you know, in to protect themselves, the mind messages carry on, carry often, and carry everywhere.
Up next, we leave Wisconsin and the gun control debate, heading for Mars. To the moon. No, to Mars, Alice. On the countdown.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Hello everyone, Domino's here. There's a sound you should get used to for the next week. That's right, we love our customers, and we're not above a little kissing up. And that's why we have a ridiculously good deal. We're giving you half off any pizza when you order online. Go to Domino's.com, select a coupon, and get any pizza for 50% off menu price. But hurry, it's for 1 week only, August 6th through August 12th. Oh, yes, we did.
Online only. Limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. Offer applies to the pizza portion of your order only.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Today's Gold Bond rescue mission, working down a sweat. I'm on a construction site with Jack.
Hey, how you doing?
It's another hot day, and as always, he's in work boots.
After sweating in these for 12 hours, man, my feet itch.
That's why I'm giving Jack Gold Bond foot powder. The Max Strength Cooling Menthol controls odor, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Wow, that's some serious cooling.
And how about those dogs? Dry and comfortable?
Extremely. Thanks, Jimmy.
Think Gold Bond. This stuff works.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com. Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
We're halfway through the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome back into our review. Here's host Mary Beth Marsden with NASA research scientist Luther Beagle. They talk about what it was like to see all the hard work pay off as the Mars rover Curiosity made a perfect landing on Monday.
Talk about what that was like to see this come to fruition.
Oh, it was an amazing couple hours of watching this thing slowly descend, and then just the euphoria when it actually landed and everything went right was beyond comprehension. I like to attribute it to like what it was like in Christmas Day when I was a kid.
I saw some pictures both of Times Square, just people gathered watching the live pictures come in, and also video and pictures of you guys just hugging each other and screaming.
Yeah, I watched it over at Caltech, which is a university near here, with my family. I did not come into Mission Control because I wanted to spend time with my family until they don't see me anymore. And me and my son got really nervous around the 10-minute mark, and we just hugged until it landed and then just started jumping around screaming.
Yeah, because it had to pass through something that you call the 7 minutes of terror. What does that mean? Mm-hmm.
Well, what happens is that the entire entry, descent, and landing, or EDL as it's called, is completely automated. So once at a certain point, there's nothing more we can do, and we just watch it go through the atmosphere. And so it goes from about, I think it's about 17,000 miles an hour to 0 miles an hour at about 14 minutes. And during that time, there's a lot of things that can go wrong. And the weird thing is that it's because of the light delay, the time it takes for the signal to get back from Mars, it's all already happened. So you're watching something that actually happened in the past. And so it's terrifying watching all of these systems work its way through. And that's why it's called the 7 minutes of terror.
Now what will happen?
Well, now we start surface operations. We've already started getting some pictures back. We go into the normal scientific operations. We are going to rove around this wonderful landing site that we found, and there's a mountain in the background, and we're going to climb up the mountain and look at Mars history.
And how long will Curiosity be on Mars?
The nominal mission is 2 years, and there's a good chance that it can last longer than that. I've heard any estimates up to about 10 years.
So we've seen some pictures. Most of the ones I've seen are black and white and kind of fisheye images. Mm-hmm. What are you hoping to see? And how satisfying was it seeing that?
Oh, no. The pictures so far that I've seen have just been spectacular because we're sitting on the surface of Mars. The color images start coming down over the next couple days as we start checking out the instruments. This is the most complex spacecraft we've ever tried to fly, and it is the most complex spacecraft we've ever landed on another planet. It's going to take a long time to check out the instruments. It's going to be a slow process, and eventually we'll get all of the things going, and then we'll start moving on out of there.
Do you think you'll find life or the building blocks of life?
Well, this is not a life detection mission. It's more of a could life ever have been on Mars mission. And in that regard, I think we will. I think we'll find interesting things about the Martian history that'll surprise us and make us rewrite the science books on what Mars was like 4 billion years ago when life first started on the Earth.
Talk host Mike Stone, Bill McAllister, and Sarah Foraker talking about whether we ought to have spent $2 billion on this Mars rover given the current state of our economy.
Yeah, that rover ain't cheap. $2.6 billion for Curiosity.
Now, I'm all about space travel and discovering and finding out if there are, you know, possibility for microorganisms on other planets and all that. But our economy is... How much did it cost?
$2.6 billion.
I'm a huge proponent of the space program. But the space shuttle is shut down. We should put our space program on hold. No one's racing to beat us. I don't hear of China or Russia landing on Mars or is the race even on anymore?
Well, right, that's the thing. Even if other countries were beating us, do we care at this point?
Yeah, scientists share information.
Yeah, it's not the Cold War anymore. Look, I am like you. We are, I think, in the minority, though.
And I'm a huge proponent of NASA and the space program, but it needs to be on hold.
It does. Now, unfortunately, people's jobs are at stake, so that's a whole different ball game. And I know there are everything we do today, somehow somebody can relate to something that was discovered through NASA, through space exploration and all that, satellites and all that kind of, absolutely. But you're right, $2.6 billion.
We spend that on a week just in wars.
Yeah.
unless they're going to find a cure for cancer on Mars, let's...
Maybe they would.
You never know.
So, maybe then it would be worth it. But I'm with you. You're more forward-thinking than I am. I'm not. I just look at it now, and I say, it makes no sense to me. It makes no sense to me. It makes no sense.
Yeah. I mean, it's been 8 years in the making, and so maybe 8 years ago our economy wasn't so bad, and they thought, this is a great idea.
Ah, yes, there are always going to be a few naysayers. Let's move to London. Check out the Summer Olympics next here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Join the biggest names in music, film, and television, and the millions who are standing up to cancer. This is the moment. This is the movement. Stand up with us. Tune in September 7th at 8 Eastern, 7 Central on ABC, CBS, Fox, and NBC. Check your local listings for cable providers. Stand up to cancer.
Today's Gold Bond rescue mission, working down a sweat. I'm on a construction site with Jack.
Hey, how you doing?
It's another hot day, and as always, he's in work boots.
After sweating in these for 12 hours, man, my feet itch.
That's why I'm giving Jack Gold Bond foot powder. The max strength cooling menthol controls odor, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Wow, that's some serious cooling.
And how about those dogs? Dry and comfortable?
Extremely. Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond.
This stuff works.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Today's interest rates are the lowest that we've seen in generations. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.5%, APR 3.81%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates rank Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. Here are some of the reasons why. We close many of our loans in 30 days or less, and we provide you with industry-leading online apps designed to guide you through the loan process with speed and ease. Again, today's amazingly low rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 3.5%, APR 3.81%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com and find out for yourself why we're engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat
could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
The hot hits in talk radio, Summer Olympics, certainly on a lot of people's minds. Here, host Bob Sullivan and Linda Martin talk about South African runner Oscar Pistorius, a double amputee who failed to make the medal round on Sunday and is being criticized by some who say his artificial limbs give him an unfair advantage.
I don't know if anyone saw the roars or heard the roars that greeted Oscar Pistorius in his introduction at the 400-meter final on Sunday. He didn't make the final, but he came back. He came last in his heat. He was 1 second behind the season best time he ran on Saturday's qualifying runs. But he is the first double amputee to compete in the Olympics. So let me tell you, this is something that's very close to my heart, and I'll tell you why. I last year in October, I've been on radio in this town for gosh 15 years or so. At one point, many of you knew me. I was about a taco shy of 400 pounds, and I started spinning in a spin class, and I started working out, and I started riding a bike. Last year I rode in this Challenged Athletes Foundation ride from San Francisco to San Diego, and we raised $1 million. I think we raised $1.5 million, but basically it goes to support these folks that are wounded warriors or they are motorcycle accident victims. So the bottom line is, those prosthetics limbs that you see on Oscar Pistorius, they're about $60,000 a piece. Okay, they're expensive. They're expensive. So this whole thing comes out where this 25-year-old track and field athlete makes the Olympics because he has no legs, but they start talking about the unfair advantage thing. I just have to ask, after he fails to compete in the finals, after he has moved so many people because of his he won't call it disability, but because of his differences. Does anybody ever think that this was unfair? The fact that he had these prosthetic limbs? Any comments on this, Linda? Linda, you had a furrowed brow over there.
Well, no, I was just thinking that I've been involved with the Challenge Athletes Foundation, too. I've run their triathlon races.
It's life-changing.
It's unbelievably inspiring to see what they do. And, yes, the prosthetics are expensive, and they're pretty sophisticated. But when you think about the challenges he already faces, so to say that he has an advantage in a race like this,
I think
is unfair.
I found it completely offensive. What is your opinion now of Oscar Pistorius and his prosthetic legs, his blades? They call him the Blade Runner, because there was a ton of information saying that he was it was cheating, that the scientists came out and said that his carbon fiber cheetah flex feet were giving him an advantage. I can tell you this: the athletes were down with it. You know, Karami James from Granada, or is it Grenada? Either one. He at the end of the qualifying for the 400 meters last week, peeled off his race number and traded it with the guy just because he was so down. He was so much in support of Oscar Pistorius. Is there anyone, honestly, that feels that this guy was cheating? Do you agree with me that this is a ridiculous argument to begin with?
Here's host Mitch Albom with USA Today's Christine Brennan. They talk about last week's controversy, the badminton players intentionally trying to lose their matches. Remember that one?
Leave it to badminton to make news through controversial not trying. As I pondered a few minutes ago, how do you know you're not trying in badminton?
Well, I think, you know, because what they were doing, I'm sure people have seen, you've probably seen it now on YouTube or whatever, is they're just hitting these little serves right into the net. It looks absolutely preposterous. It's like five-year-olds at the company picnic.
Did they even try to fake, like, dismay? Like, oh, what's the matter with me?
Well, see, that's the thing. If they tried to, you know, if they kind of made it look good, then I don't think anyone would even care. In fact, the Japanese women's soccer coach said he tried to make sure his team tied so they wouldn't be able to have to face the U.S. or France in the next round in women's soccer. And, you know, I mean, at least that was supposed to be for a tie, although in soccer it's hard to know if they're really trying or not for a tie. But but at least, you know, they were kicking the ball around as opposed to this, which really looked pathetic.
Now, the whole point of this was because they set up this round-robin system where you could actually do better if you lost your first match. And to me, that while I don't condone what these people did, obviously, why set up a system where you're tempting people to where it is better to lose? It should never be better to lose.
No, it shouldn't. And this is the first time they've done this. And by the way, we are, you know, reaching my bounds of knowledge on badminton.
We reached mine when we made the phone call to you, Christy. So.
You mentioned the word, badminton.
Yeah.
I actually, in Athens in 2004, I knew some people on the Canadian badminton team, so I went and watched them play. But that's it. Otherwise, I know nothing about this. But in the past, they've had it always be elimination only. So now they've got this round-robin thing, I guess similar to soccer, you know, where you get a chance to play a few people, and then you're going to face an opponent. So obviously, they're trying to game the system. You know, I do think that if you come to the Olympics and you do this, then what are you doing at the Olympics? You just cut it out. You know, I think what we allow in our professional sports, you know, a team to rest people before the playoffs in the NFL, trying to lose games so you get the first draft pick in the NBA. Those things we kind of accept. The Olympics, I still kind of think they should be held to a bit of a higher standard. And, you know, 4 years, you come here and you do that. What's the point?
Here's radio man Rich Minaya talking about Senator Marco Rubio introducing a bill to stop taxing Olympic athletes on the prize money they get for winning medals.
Should they be taxing these Olympic athletes, these heroes, these young men and these young women that are coming back, taking money out of their pockets, shake down because of the value of the prizes they receive, the value of the medals? I never even knew that they did that. I was never aware. Marco Rubio has made this a case. It's gotten national attention. We broke this last week. And now even maybe Washington getting involved. I just never knew that they did it. I can't believe there are some people that are actually stupid people that say that they should be taxed. Only in America have people become so perverted on other people's money and dependent that we turn over every stone to tax Olympic athletes. The few heroes that we seem to have today, to punish them for their rewards and the hard work that they have put in, the achievement into making it to where they have. I mean, in some cases, and I love how they try to deny this. You know, one group will say, well, it wouldn't really be that much. It's the point of the whole thing that we are so hard up for money that we're going to tax. We're going to shake down Olympic athletes. That's disturbing. Now, don't you think that's just, don't you think we could find money in other places? I know. How about not spend so much? Ah, gosh darn it. I've been saying that for years. I've heard some people say, well, hey, look at them. They're going to make millions and millions of dollars. I've heard people say, what is it, Phelps? Phelps is already a millionaire. He's already got, he should damn straight, he should be paying taxes. He should be paying 36% or 39%, whatever it is, on his for his money. We gave him the privilege. I'm like, are you kidding me? This was a 560, what is it, 500-something, almost 700 or almost 600 of our athletes. They're not wealthy. And then I could not believe this when it was revealed last week that this is standard practice. We tax them on their winnings and their medals. And it's just stupidly wrong.
Up next, we move to the latest job numbers report. Let's find out if this is an upper or a downer right after this.
Don't Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens, with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The job of talk radio and talk television is to talk about things like the jobs report. So let's do that. Here's host Bob Franz with Congressman Jim Renacci of Ohio about the numbers that came out in Friday's report.
The news on Friday was not encouraging. I mean, 163,000 jobs might sound like a lot compared to what it was in June and July, but it's not nearly enough to get this economy moving again.
Well, that's exactly right, Bob. And, you know, again, this prolonged slowdown is really hurting hurting the economy. We've got to be able to create many more jobs than that. As a business owner, it's for almost 28 years, it's not hard to see why. I mean, we have the threat of higher taxes. We have 40,000 pages of regulations being added to the books this year alone. And we have the possibility of more unfriendly policies coming out of Washington. I spoke with business owners in the district just this weekend. One of them said to me, Jim, why would I ever try and employ or grow my business when all you're going to do is take more money from me? And it's the feeling that many small business owners have out there.
Now, the way it's being portrayed, though, by, you know, President Obama and his campaign and some of the other Democratic candidates for Congress is that the Republicans, and especially Mitt Romney, if he was to take the White House, want to lower taxes for multimillionaires, and they want to raise taxes on the middle class. That's what all of the ads say. But that's not what extending the Bush-era tax cuts for all earners in this country are all about, is it?
Yeah, it's amazing, Bob. The rhetoric that comes out of Washington, I've only been there 18 months, but how people twist things. The Republicans are looking to extend the tax cuts for everyone. They're looking to make sure small business owners do not get a tax increase so that they can continue to employ people. And they turn it around. But that's really what it is. It's an extension of the tax rates for all people.
Here's host Jimmy Barrett talking to Patrick Reese from Politico.com. They discussed the unemployment rate going up, even though Friday's jobs report showed more jobs added than were expected.
Why did the unemployment rate go up?
Well, the way they calculate the unemployment rate is actually a different survey than the one they use to calculate the number of new jobs. And the alternative survey that they use for the unemployment rate actually showed that there were 195,000 fewer jobs or fewer people working than there had been the month before. Thus, you have the seemingly contradictory figures.
Okay. So even though we added 163,000 jobs, we laid off 190-some-odd thousand people.
Well, it's actually unclear what happened because both numbers are initial estimates, and usually they sort of work out right, but, you know, there's always this gap between politics and statistics, and last Friday that gap was a chasm, and it caused a lot of chaos both among politicians and in the media. There were a lot of reporters scrambling to figure out how this could happen.
Yeah, right, well, I guess I'm one of them. Let's talk a little bit about the unemployment in general. Let's face it, it's not been good news. We're not, even if we have added more jobs, we're not adding nearly enough jobs. We have a lot of people who've given up looking for work, yet it doesn't seem to be having a huge impact politically right now based on the poll numbers. How do we explain that?
Well, it's a question of who you hold accountable for the economy. You know, the Obama administration has worked hard to push the narrative that they're responsible for the slight gains that it's making. You know, Republicans have worked hard to push the narrative that the economy would be much better. And, you know, I think for your average person out there, it's sort of hard to figure out exactly who you blame. And particularly with both campaigns pouring money and effort and, you know, sending experts out to explain to people just why it isn't their fault and why it would be worse under the other guy.
You know, no matter whose fault it ultimately is, and there's plenty of blame to go around for Republicans and Democrats and just about everybody else. At the end of the day, when it comes to election time, don't most people vote based upon how they think things are going, regardless of whose fault they think it is that things are or are not going well?
I mean, that has been the case. You know, it's been a long, long time since the president got elected with an unemployment rate above 8%. Some might argue that these are special circumstances because even if people feel that things aren't going well right now, if you think back a few years, things were going so poorly that today's poor economy is better than, you know, the terrible economy of 4 or 5 years ago. And I remember when people were looking at their paychecks and wondering, you know, if this was the last one for a long time. You know, that's still the situation for some people, but sort of the mainstay of the economy is not, you know, looking at a potential collapse right now.
Well,
it's
going
to be interesting. The question is, will people look at Obama's work as, well, it used to be terrible and now it's bad, or will they think it's bad and I wish it was good?
Well, I wonder, too, if people are a little bit numb to bad or mediocre economic news. This recession-type atmosphere, even though technically we aren't in one at the moment, this recession-type atmosphere has been going on for so long, it makes you wonder if people just kind of become used to what is now considered to be the new norm.
You know, it's important to note that among the 14 million unemployed, 40% have been unemployed for 6 or more months. So, you know, sort of that mentality, it seems that, you know, sort of unemployment isn't a blip that's happening to families. It's sort of a long-term condition. And there's a lot of research that shows that that's particularly damaging as a family goes forward.
Find out more about these items. A lot of good stuff here. And we have more detail at the Talk Radio Countdown Show box at DougStephan.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So go to beyoungagain.com for a free copy of my jaw-dropping lecture. It may shock you, but it could save your life. So go to beyoungagain.com. Again, that's to beyoungagain.com.